A pickup basketball game is underway at the Recreation Center at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. There are three courts available. Two courts over, another group of equally motivated players is hard at practice. The biggest difference is the squeak of tennis shoes you can hear on the first court. The far court is nearly silent. That's because these players are gliding on wheels. Meet the Rolling Tide, the University of Alabama's wheelchair basketball team.
One, two, three, take.
What these players lack in squeak, they make up for in other ways.
I absolutely love the aggression. It's a non-contact sport, but we smash into each other all the time, and we're always hitting the deck, and it's a lot of fun.
Kobe Crispin is from Australia. She plays for Alabama's women's wheelchair basketball team.
I often get fouled out because I'm a bit aggressive, but just me being passionate, I think.
And when these wheelchair athletes take to the court, referee Maurice Sanders is in the middle of it. He says there's a bit of a difference between the contact in this sport versus stand-up basketball where the players run around.
A lot of contact here with wheelchair, you let it go, but able-bodied people, you stop it. So you just got to really determine, is it an advantage or disadvantage being gained or lost one way or the other to determine if there's a foul or not.
And UA's program has a far reach. Many players from all over the world come to play their college ball here. Kobe Crispin says college athletics aren't as emphasized overseas as they are in the United States. That includes her native Australia.
It's a real honor to be able to play at the college level, and it's a pretty unique experience just because we don't really have anything like it in the rest of the world. There's a professional league in Europe, which is really competitive, but to mix an education with the sport you play, it's pretty unique and something that we don't get in Australia at the level that you guys do here, so I'm pretty lucky.
When she's not playing for the Crimson Tide, Crispin is one of many foreign players on the Rolling Tide who also plays for their national teams back home. She's also one of several Paralympians competing on the world stage.
I've been to two Paralympic Games, Beijing and London, in 2012. We got a bronze medal in Beijing and then a silver in London. But it was an amazing experience, and I couldn't be happier. And hopefully we'll get the whole set in Rio and bring home the gold.
Players in wheelchairs battle for a rebound as wheels strike one another like the chariot races in the movie Ben-Hur. The Adapted Athletics program at UA began 11 years ago when current AA director Brent Harden made his way to Tuscaloosa. He says he had support early on.
Sometimes things are just meant to be and they just work out. And I know that sounds kind of corny or cheesy, but I really believe in that. When we started the program here in 2003, I came here with my wife. We went to the new faculty orientation and we met Dr. Witt there. That was his first year too.
Dr. Robert Witt was president of the University of Alabama at the time. Harden says Witt had some experience dealing with this type of sport before.
He had been exposed to wheelchair athletics at University of Texas Arlington before he came here, and he just got it right away. And he wanted to support us right away. We didn't have anything then but an idea, but he got behind it, and he really saw it as one of the bright lights for the university.
Some of the players on Alabama's teams have played basketball before and after injuries left them disabled. That includes Karolina Lingita of Lithuania. She's been playing wheelchair basketball for about 5 years, and the transition was hard at first.
It's different just because everything you do is with your hands. Plus, you can stop people from getting to a different place where you can't do that in stand-up basketball because they run around you. And with the chair, it's a bigger space. It's easier to keep people in the place where you want them to be.
Both men's and women's wheelchair basketball teams at the University of Alabama have won national titles, and both will be playing in the National Collegiate Tournament this week. Join us tomorrow as we continue to take a look at UA's wheelchair athletes and one method they use to stay in shape, one punch at a time. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Tuscaloosa.